Welcome to the Wake Up Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is the greatest podcast in the history of the world because we're explaining to you how you're about to accept your communist utopia that's been given to you. What am I talking about here? I'm talking about how society in the Western world has changed so slowly over a period of time, and you are at the point right now of revolution. You are at the point where a communist revolution is about to unfold in front of your eyes, and everyone's government in the Western world is all involved in setting it up. And you have a choice. Are you going to accept $200 rebate checks from the government? Actually, it's going to be worse than that. Canadians, we are a horrible communist country. And this is going to get a lot of flack, this show. It always does. But if you think about it, not only will people sell their souls for $200 rebate checks from the government here in Canada, people soon will accept total communism and totalitarianism for a loaf of bread. Not even a loaf of bread, a slice of bread. So what am I getting at here? Okay, I'm getting at here that certain investigations are going to expose that the Western world's politicians are covertly working with Russia to lead us to a communist revolution, which means something bad was going to happen to us. And the government was going to come along and say, hey, here's a loaf of bread to feed you. But are you on our side? And it will all make sense very soon. For you, those of you who have listened to the show for a long time, you're probably freaking out, actually, because some of the stuff I said like 6 to 8 years ago, you're like, holy cow, how on earth did he know that? Well, I don't know how to tell you. I just see something that the average person doesn't. So this is the Canadian show. I have the insider with me. Insider, how are you?
I'm doing great, Awakener.
So I got really inspired to do the show today because I turned on the news and I saw that just at the moment where Justin Trudeau is going to fake leave the government, they're going to take almost 200 new guns away from people.
Right. Exactly. Did you hear that?
Yeah. So it's very interesting how we have this kind of scheme going on where the Liberal Party of Canada is saying, hey, we got four candidates that are so awesome. And they all know who the leader has been chosen already. I'll tell you that. Mark Carney was brought in for a purpose. And Mark Carney is basically, just think of it this way. There's my face and then boom, somebody else's face. But I'm still the one talking and directing here. It's to protect Justin Trudeau. And honestly, I have pure suspicions about the right wing and everything about that too, because I would imagine they're all involved in treason. You know how they had this report, Insider, that they fabricated themselves? So they appointed somebody themselves,
the foreign interference report,
investigate themselves, yeah, who said, hey, there's no traitors in parliament. I would actually suspect they're all traitors in parliament, actually. They're all ideologues and communists, and they're leading us to this utopia. And boy, something big is going to happen soon. And are you going to accept it or not? Are you going to stand up and be a man and stand against this? Or are you just going to submit like a docile, I can't even say the word here. So what's your latest theories, Insider? You just heard mine.
Well, it was sad enough seeing the fake actor Trudeau with his fake tears at his last speech. But yeah.
How does he put the tears in? Oh, he's a drama teacher. I forgot.
He learned that in drama school. So anyway, he's going to sign another. You know, this is the killer. I was actually meeting with a former MP the other day, and they were saying, you know, in Canada, we have a great democracy compared to the United States. United States, how could you have a president just sign executive orders? And then the answer back basically was, yeah, but you have Trudeau, who in cabinet can sign 200 guns banning them. With the stroke of a pen.
Put a crown on your head, Trudeau, and then at least we know what you are.
An idiot.
Well, an idiot. But it's a very interesting time to be alive because Canada is on the verge of descending into totalitarianism. I really kind of feel it. It is really something as deep and dark is being exposed for everybody to see. Most Canadians are too stupid to understand what's going on. They don't even go back and they go, hey, was the Iron Curtain a thing? What was communism? They don't even know. The average person has no idea.
Oh, yeah.
They have no idea. They've been teaching it to their kids at school.
Totally.
For like 30 or 40 years. But if you go back in history, like I explained to you many times, the key to understanding all this nonsense is our government works for this guy called George Soros and the globalists. The globalists make politicians very rich because, oh, being in Canada and being a politician is very, it's a very prosperous job. So that being said, the thing I have to do though is I have to work for George Soros and what he wants and all the stuff that they're feeding us, and guess what they're feeding us? George Soros, if you trace him back, did not collapse the Iron Curtain like he says he did. He's a fraudster. All he did was say, hey, Russia, I want to break this down. Let's just work together. Just fake this collapse. And you know what we'll do? We'll prepare after you give up Poland, Hungary, Czechoslovakia, all these countries with these revolutions that I fake and we do, just we'll all prepare in Ukraine for the war that basically is going to drag the U.S. into this communist revolution. And that's where you people need to understand what is really happening. And our government, oh, you just see it. They just want this war, don't they, insider?
Well, sure, they want it. And not only that, but they can bankrupt. If you want to bring communism in, all you have to do is bankrupt the country. And what have they done? Given billions and billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine from all sorts of nations. France wants to send in soldiers. They want NATO in. They want World War III.
Right.
So, yeah, that's the great way to bring communism.
Elon Musk is such a horrible person for investigating corruption. And I guarantee you that actually the corruption when it comes to spending money here in Canada is 100 times worse than America. 100 times worse.
Wow. We know it's bad. It's definitely very bad.
It's very bad. So this is just like a weird way of thinking. And it's just thinking, putting the thought together. It's okay, go back to the Iron Curtain. Go back to communism. Ask yourself this. Do you truly believe it? Did George Soros, in fact, collapse the Iron Curtain? If he did, why on earth did he turn around and then just feed all this leftist nonsense to the Western world?
Right.
Why is he feeding communism to the Western world? Because he's a fraud, just like most people today. You see all these fitness influencers today, all these chicks that pick up a barbell for the first time in like 10 years. They work out for 2 months and all of a sudden I'm a fitness influencer. They're all frauds. Everyone is a fraud nowadays. People have no idea what they're doing. And Western society is completely demoralized in the sense that we don't even know truth from what is real and what is wrong.
Well, we don't know what a man or a woman is.
So that's the question, Canada. Are you going to accept communist utopia for a slice of bread? Not a $200 rebate check from the government. Oh,
you'll be wishing it was a $200 rebate check.
You'll be wishing it's a $200 rebate check. So, insider, tell me, what are your latest thoughts on what's going to unfold? First of all, is there going to be an election when Mark Carney wins the Liberal leadership like we told you he would months and months ago?
I think he is going to hold on to power for as long as he possibly can. The polls have just not, they've leveled off, not in his favor. I think he's going to hold on to power, and I think the NDP is going to help him with it, and they're going to use the media to vilify Trump. And you know, like to the American listeners, you saw at the hockey game how they booed the American national anthem. Like,
Canadians,
this is
so clueless,
low IQ stuff. They are.
You know what it's going to take for Canadians to wake up? Chinese soldiers would come to Vancouver. The Russians would send a bunch of people in Newfoundland. And let's see what else. And still then, when the boot is on their face, Canadians will still not wake up. Because how dare he tear this?
Or they'll kiss their enemy. You. They'll kiss
we're
China.
We're going to take Jack Daniels off the shelves. We're going to really hurt you.
Yeah.
Now, we did do a show, I think, how many years ago now? I think it must have been 2 years ago, where we talked about how all the parties that are not conservative, we're all going to gang up together and create a uniparty.
And they said it.
And they said it this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drunk Elizabeth May.
I got sent that video by a listener, believe it or not. And they were like, wow, you predicted this like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting. We know a lot actually on the show, believe it or not. And the stuff we are saying is actually coming true. People have to understand, why is America acting the way it's acting? Well, America is turning around and going back to how things were in the 60s and 70s and 80s when it used to be the superpower in the world and people hated communists and people were unified and there weren't pink-haired plinkos or pinkos or whatever you want to call them walking around and guys did not chop their dicks off to become women. We were normal. And we're trying to go back. And believe me, Canadians, some of us are actually, you know, we appreciate America. They're trying to go back and we're like, no, we want to chop off everyone's dicks. This is a very, very interesting time because this left-wing movement is not going to go away. I'm telling you right now, if you haven't seen it, this communist left-wing movement financed by George Soros and these shady military actions going on that are financed by Putin and Xi, I'm telling you, this is not going to go away without a fight. Insider, when are you free next?
I'm free.
You have to look at your schedule. This guy has a whole schedule for everything. He is so busy right now. He is out campaigning for the Conservative Party. He actually has his own podcast, but I'll leave it for as a secret for now. Anyways, go to theawakener.ca, guys. That's all for now.